Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts in our 17 showrooms nationwide. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So you'll have heard that there are over 62,000 students currently working their way through English Paper 1 in school halls and gyms across the country today. And I'm joined by Guidance Counsellor Donica O'Mahony, who has some last minute tips now for pupils and parents who are going through this testing time. Pardon the pun. Donica, you sent your own students in this morning, waved them off.
We're in at half night this morning. Very excited. A lot of smiles. Anticipation. Just get a start. I think they're waiting around for that last 15 minutes, half an hour is really tough on them. Because once you get in there, open up the paper, the first 5 minutes, all that kind of anxiety and stress and nervousness goes away and you're there to do business then at that stage.
Yeah, and then you're on the treadmill and you know how it works once you get the first one over with you. And English isn't a bad one for most people to start with.
And particularly paper one isn't bad. So paper two, you'd have your Shakespeare poetry and all that. But English paper one is more like creative writing, which is nice. There's not a huge amount to learn for it before you go in.
Mm-hmm. So now the problem for this group is that they haven't sat the junior cert. And we see now on this day today, what a big disadvantage really that is, having not gone through a state exam.
Well, it is, because it's their first time ever to do a state exam. And look, they'll have had mocks and in-house testing in their own schools, but it's so different. The anticipation, even the rules are different. Like just even the examiner this morning reminding them no phones, no smartwatches even is a big thing. Now we're doing all the exams in blue and black pen. No red pens, no gel pens, very little pencil if you can avoid it, because all the exams are scanned and corrected by an examiner on a computer. And if you're writing in different colour pen, gel pens, highlighters, things like that, it doesn't come up on it.
Okay, so but they'll all be well warned about that.
They'll be well warned, yeah. But that's a little thing you need to just keep in the back of your mind, blue and black pens. I know people like the red pen and the purple pens and green just to keep them different headings or whatever. But no, blue, black, that's it. Okay. No Tippex, no... just one line through a mistake, because that could still be counted by an examiner as well. All those little things that they might have been too familiar with before.
And the smartwatches were obviously identified as an issue, were they?
A big issue, yeah. So, and that was one of the first things that the examiner reminded them of this morning, is just make sure there's no smartwatch on, because there's lots of information on a smartwatch.
Well, there can be, yeah. And you're really putting yourself at risk if you do decide to go down that route to use a smartwatch, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's lots of ways to put yourself at risk. And like you said, they'll be well warned going in. But, you know, there can be some serious repercussions if you don't follow those instructions.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I mean, give me the chills now thinking about the Leaving Cert. But, you know, the night in between the exams, what are you supposed to do? I remember getting all the books out for the 2 years, which was really not a clever thing to do. But you really should have just notes now, is that it, to go through?
Yeah, so like you will have, you know, collected 2 years worth of notes at this stage, and it's just looking at little summary versions of that. All the work will be done. It's just like a little refresher. You've built that muscle memory and it's just getting that information to the forefront of your brain now. So, you know, between the, I would say, for example, today, if you're doing English and home economics, that'll be a pretty intense day. An hour and a half, maybe this evening if you wanted. But downtime is really important. Sleep is massively important, even for your brain to concentrate the following day. So really have your downtime, go for your walk, make sure you're eating well, staying hydrated. Stay away from the caffeinated drinks, the really fizzy drinks. They can often add to your anxiety and add to your lack of sleep as well, which isn't good preparation. Mm-hmm. I always say to students, you know, when you want to perform at your peak, it's the same as elite athletes wanting to perform at their peak. You have to get your sleep, your hydration, your proper food, and that's when you can do that.
All right, what about the poor parents? I see a headline in the papers today that someone opened a packet of crisps in the house and it was too loud for the Leaving Cert student who was doing the exam. You do really have to be careful how you approach this time.
And it's tough on the parents, it really is, because they're going through this as well. But I suppose sometimes subconsciously parents put their anxiety onto their kids, and it's not intended whatsoever, that they mean well, but you just have to be careful how you phrase things, how you go about things. You're not adding to that anxiety, and that's the most important thing as a parent, and just being there for them. And letting them know, look, I'm here for you. If you need me, I'm here. If not, I'll stay out of your hair. It depends on what the student wants. Some students love that interaction with their parents. Some want to be left alone for the couple of weeks. You just have to figure out what's best.
Yeah, you'll know that yourself as a parent, what approach works with your own child. On predictions, I mean, they've always been around. We always thought that we knew exactly what was coming up and then it didn't. That's still going on, right?
Absolutely. There's loads of predictions and I see loads on social media and things like that. You have to be really careful because there is no pattern. You know, the SEC are very clever in the way they lay out exams and there's no pattern from year to year. Often you would see a question maybe that you saw on a previous exam paper before and maybe you've done that question and then you're going well. But yeah, there's no predictions. I think if you're heavily studying on one thing, like you said, we hear it every year as students, oh, I'm definitely preparing for Sylvia Plath to come up and then she doesn't come up and you're left then
that's
with...
That's what's going to cause you panic in the exam hall.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, prepare for all eventualities and you should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the advice really for people starting off in fifth year now is to make those notes. Think about the night before the exam, two years beforehand, and have your little concise précis ready to study the night before.
Yeah. I love the Cornell method of note-taking. So you'll have to put your questions on the side, then you put your body of notes into the middle, and then at the bottom. So Cornell notes, you should Google it if you're going to be studying over the next couple of years. There's lovely templates for it. But at the very bottom then, there'll be like a 2-3 line summary. And that's kind of what you're looking at the night before, or even the hour before the exam. It's just going over that little summary, and then you'll be able to build on the summary. You're just looking at 2 or 3 points, and then you can write a few pages around those 2 or 3 points.
Okay, Cornell note-taking.
Cornell notes. From Cornell University in the States have this method of note-taking, and there's loads of templates online, but it's a really good way to do it.
Right, we should all probably look that up. Yeah. It'll be useful for lots of us. Listen, we're going to chat again, I'm sure, in the coming weeks and months, because there's lots to tell people about when it comes to CAO deadlines coming up as well. But for now, good luck to everybody, parents and students alike over the coming weeks. And Donica, good to see you. Thank you for coming in to us. We'll take a break back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.